Blog Talk Radio.
Are you there?
I'm there, Pastor Cliff. I'm there, my brother.
You're there, are you?
This song, and then we're going to listen to this song, and then we're going to be on.
Okay, that's fine.
Revival, yeah.
Yeah, praise the Lord, yep.
I hear the voice of one cry.
Yes, Lord.
I hear the voice of one cry.
Driving through the rush of
preaching when the weather is dry. To the lost soul reaching for a higher high. From the young man working through his hopes and fears. To the widow walking through the grave of fear. Every man and woman, every old and young. Every father.
Brother Roy, and I want to say hi to everybody tonight. And tonight, yes, there's going to be a revival of fire in your life tonight. Amen. Later on.
Amen.
And I just want to introduce. I just want to introduce my co-host tonight. I just want to say that he is like a spiritual father to me. And you know what? Years and years and years ago, when I was just a young Christian, Pastor Cliff, evangelist, helped me. He equipped me. He trained me. And you know what? He really helped me to be the man that God had created me to do and do what he's called me to do. And it's just a privilege and a blessing to introduce to you Pastor Cliff. Good
Praise
evening, Pastor Cliff. Amen.
Good evening. I can't believe how excited I am to spend time with you and to be on this broadcast. I am so excited. To spread the gospel in any way we can and to touch people's lives is what it's all about. I like what you said
Amen.
About fire. We be baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. We need the fire.
And you know, Pastor Cliff, we need to be revived.
Oh yeah, for sure.
A lot of our brothers and sisters, and even are included. You know what? We need to be revived with fire. With fire to be on fire for Jesus. to be on fire
That's
for Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well,
yeah, well,
I'm gonna put the floor over to you because we want to hear what the Lord's put on your heart tonight, and I'm just going to bring it over to you, Pastor.
Okay.
Okay. Amen.
Okay. Praise the Lord. I'll just mention very briefly. I live outside of Sudbury, Ontario, a little place called Valcarron, and I've been married for a number of years, and I have 2 daughters, 2 sons, and 5 grandchildren, and I have opportunity to minister both in Southern Ontario, Northern Ontario, and British Columbia, and I love the Lord, and He's done a lot in my life, and I'm so thankful that we can reach out to anyone and them out in any way I can. And the first time I preached when I was a teenager, before I got training for Bible school and all that, was 2 Chronicles 7:14, and I believe it's the formula for the Bible. It says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then we're going to hear from heaven. He's going to forgive our sins and He's going to heal our land." And the greatest thing is revival is not just a lot of people getting saved. The revival is the church getting revived and cleaning up our lives that we might be a vessel unto honor, a vessel that's sanctified, a vessel that's meet for the Master's use, not to walk in pride, but to walk in humility and realize without Him we can absolutely do nothing, but with the Lord we can do all things with God, which strengthens us. And I've been strengthened in so many ways. And you know, the greatest way we've been used of the Lord is being going through things in your life. And a lot of people think, well, maybe you shouldn't have to go through those things. But life is life, and we all face things. I just went into an office today to get a B shot, B12 shot. And the lady explained all the things that was going wrong with her. And I had the opportunity to talk with her and share. After she did the little needle thing, she went out of the room, and she was so impressed with the talk, she opened the door and said, can I stay a little longer? I said, well, that's up to you. I'm just visiting. And I was able to share with her and relate to what we've been through in our own life, and kind of a tongue twister in the gospel, but Corinthians says the God of all comfort comforts us with the same comfort we ourselves are comfort of God. And as ministers, without the Lord, we're nobody and anybody else. We're not promoting our own personality, our own ministry. We're promoting the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if I could take the time, I like to take the letters of the gospel and involve what it says. G stands for to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. O stands that we might open our mouth boldly and make known the mystery of the gospel. S stands for souls. He that winneth souls is wise. T stands for power, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You'll be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. E is for except the Father draw him, he cannot come to Christ. And L is to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven. Praise the Lord. That's so exciting. I was meditating today, thinking of this program and the revival that started in the Book of Acts. And I love the Book of Acts because it's not the Acts of the Apostles. It's the Acts and the work and the ministry of the Holy Spirit that can operate in our lives. That's what brings us to salvation. And I just to simply mention this in Acts chapter 1. There's 120 in the upper room. By the time you get to Acts 2, there's 3,000. Acts 4, there's 5,000. Acts 5, more were added to the church. In Acts 11, there was a great number. In Acts 13, almost the whole city come out to hear the word of the Lord. That's so exciting. By the time you get to chapter 21, it says many thousands became believers. And that's what revival is all about, that people will come to know the Lord as their personal Savior. That's what it's all about. Praise the Lord. You want to comment something before I move on to anything?
No, go ahead, Pastor Griff.
What I wanted to say is, I believe the greatest thing that needs to happen in the church is definitely repentance. And, you know,
Amen.
Sometimes people say, I've given my heart to the Lord. I've asked him to forgive me of my sin. But they don't deal with areas in their life, and they prayed the prayer, and they think they're okay, and they don't deal with it. So I just like to share something that really came across to me over the years. And you know, David was a man after God's own heart, but he failed. We all fail. We all make mistakes. We sin from time to time. And in Psalm 51, he acknowledged the sin and his transgression was ever before him. So different steps. In 1 John 1 and 9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'll just mention a thing. I grew up in the church. I grew up in a Christian home as a teenager. Like a lot of teenagers, I rebelled and didn't really want anything to do with church. But at the age of 17, on Thanksgiving Sunday, hard to believe, 1963, I walked down an aisle in a church and asked Jesus to come into my heart and life. And I've never been the same since. Do we have problems? Do we fail? Do we do all kinds of things? But the Lord gives us the grace and the help and the strength. Another thing we need to do is repent. It says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as the Lord our God shall call. And this is a big one. A lot of people make mistakes, and we all do. But as a Christian, we need to live and be sorry for when we fail. Psalm 38:18 says that, be sorry. I will declare my iniquity. I'll be sorry for my sin. The Lord wants us to see us in that state of repentance and throughout our Christian life. And then we need to forsake sin. Proverbs 28:13 says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesses and forsaketh that sin shall prosper. And we get to the place, this is when we really will have revival as believers. We get to the place that we literally hate sin. We hate anything that looks like sin. And anyway, and the last thing is to die to Christ or to die to sin. In Romans it says, considering yourself dead to sin, but alive unto God. And this is the saying I have, to the degree we learn to die and die of our own selves and our own flesh and our own desires, to the degree we'll live under Christ. And I believe the Lord's calling the church, like through revival, is calling the church to repentance. He's calling the church to that we might be a vessel unto honor, a vessel sanctified, a vessel that's meet for the master's use. And we are living in a crucial time. You don't have to listen to the news on TV to find out what's happening. Just read the Word of God throughout even in Matthew 24, and you'll find all the terrible things that are happening. It talks about pestilence, and that could be the part of the virus that is going around the world. My heart is, if a virus can affect the world, keep people in their homes, can't go to church, you can't do all these things, God's about to have a move of his spirit in such a way that if a virus can go around the world, so can the power in the fifth and acts. He's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. The sons and daughters shall prophesy. The young man shall mm-hmm. see visions. Your old man will dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour it on my spirit in the latter days. And I'm convinced I have dreams and visions and stirrings in my heart for many, many years. But we're closer now. We're closer. It's not the 11th hour. It's minutes before the midnight hour of the day we're living in. And a lot of people are wondering what's going on and are full of fear. But when you're a Christian, the Bible says in Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not. I love this. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I'll strengthen thee. I'll help thee. I'll uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So to be a Christian doesn't mean we don't make mistakes. But being a Christian, we have such a blessing. And if I can put it this way, I don't want to take too much time with you, Pastor Roy. He gives us life. He's come to give us life and that more abundant. Go ahead.
Take as much time as you need. Yeah.
Okay.
He said as much time as you need, Pastor Cliff. Yeah.
Okay. He said that he come to give us life and that more abundantly. Thank you. You know, you haven't experienced life until you accept Jesus as your personal Savior. And as the scripture says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And you don't go to heaven because you're good. You don't go to heaven because you go to church or read your Bible or give money or be kind to people. It's there's only one way to heaven, and Jesus is the only way. And the Lord gives us life. He gives us peace. You know, a lot of people don't have much peace right now, but he said he gives us a peace that passes all understanding, that keeps our heart and our mind through Christ Jesus. He gives us hope. I love that. On my graveside, because I was a pastor and had my mother's funerals, my family asked, what will you put on the gravestone? And I said, Christ in you, Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And we have such a hope. I like to take the words hope too, H-O-P-E. Hope, when you have hope, H, you have health. When you have hope, you have opportunity. When you have hope,
Amen.
E, you have power. And E stands for expectancy. We're expecting beyond what I've ever expected. Pastor Roy and I and many Christians are expecting one of the greatest outpouring of the Spirit of God. He said the latter rain, the former and the latter rain will come of the outpouring of God. So it kind of tends to think that all the revivals that have happened all down through the years is nothing. It's wonderful, but it's nothing compared to what's happening. We've had revivals break out right now in different parts of the world, and that's wonderful. But I believe what's going to happen is going to spread entirely around the world, and the auditoriums and the theaters and all the places that are used to have sports. There's going to be so many people wanting to become a Christian, because they're going to see the supernatural. We're going to see signs and wonders like we've never seen before. You know, we've felt His presence, His power. We know a little bit about the anointing of God. God's gifted man, but this last move, it has nothing to do with exalting anyone. It's exalting and giving praise and honor to the Lord, because the glory is going to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And His glory will manifest. This glory will be manifest in such a degree that arms will grow, and there'll be the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dumb will speak, the lame will walk, and even the dead will be raised. And what will happen to people that have criticized churches and criticized pastors and said there's nothing happening, and we don't see as much happening as we'd like. I'm tired of form and ritual. I'm tired of just going through the process. God never intended us to be bored or not to see. I mean, I've been healed. I've had all kinds of things happen. I wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for God. And I just praise Him that the new fire that's coming in my wife and I lately, and especially my wife Sandra, she just overwhelmed with the fire of God burning in her. And it's exciting, and it spreads, I'll be 75, which is hard to believe in 12 days, but I don't feel my age. And it says they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. We'll run and not be weary. We'll walk and we'll not faint. And let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. That's all. Pastor Roy, it's almost like I feel like preaching.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
That's what it's all about. So he offers us life. He offers us peace. He offers us hope. He offers us joy. You can't find joy in this world. People, everybody's searching. They have an emptiness inside of them, and that will never be satisfied or fulfilled until you know the person of Jesus and you accept
him.
There was
a young guy and he said to me one day, his name was Daniel. He said, you know, Roy, he said, everyone has a God-shaped vacuum in their heart, but the only one
that can fill
it is God.
That's right.
People try to fill it with money. They try to fill it with possessions. They try to fill it with everything. But the whole key is when it comes right down to it, Pastor, Brother Cliff, The only one that's going to satisfy that is the Lord.
Yeah. Well, he gives such freedom, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Free,
you know,
indeed.
The people that are bound by drugs and alcohol right now, and when the Lord's glory shows up, they'll be instantly set free from drugs and alcohol and from a perversion and all these things. It'll be nothing for the Lord to, you know. We won't have to lay hands on people. They'll just be in the presence of the Lord, and,
they won't have to go through the 12-step program. They can just do a one-step program.
Yeah, one step, yeah. I was in a prayer meeting last night, and just a small group, and the one lady had a little bit of a vision. She said, the people are crying out to God and saying, God, you're so good. I can't believe what's happening. And I said, what are you sensing? She said, miracles are coming. So, it's not just words, it's reality. We feel it, like revival comes, feel it in your heart. It moves you. It moves you to say, you know, we've waited so long to see this level. And, he's coming, and we need to be ready, and the devil's fighting, but the Lord's fighting more, you know. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb, amen? You like that? And by the word of our testimony.
Amen, that's right.
The Lord. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
somebody was saying about GST. Yes, God is still on the throne.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's for sure. I've put a little phrase down here. I said, when it comes, encourage those that are Christians, and this part, we need to trust in His timing. We need to rely on His promises. We need to wait for the answer. We need to believe for the miracle. We need to rejoice in His goodness, and we need to rely on His presence. You know, praise
Amen,
God.
Amen.
One of my favorite verses, Pastor Roy, is God is not a man that He should lie, or the Son of Man,
Amen.
That He should repent or change His mind. What He said, He will do it. He's commanded blessing, and I will bless, and He can't reverse it. You know, we can believe the promises of God, as it says, the yea and amen to those who believe. Praise the Lord. You want to share some things? I can go on forever.
Amen. Well, that's good. Well, later
that's
on,
good.
We're going to Pastor Cliff and myself, we're going to... in the name of Jesus, we're going to release a fire of revival on everybody that's listening, as the Holy Spirit gives us allow. You know, we're going to get ready.
Amen.
Get ready for the spirit, the fire revival coming to come on
Amen.
To each and every person. Amen.
Amen.
And
Amen.
You know, they talk about there's a wind blowing. You know, there's a rain pouring, and there's a fire falling. Amen.
Yeah,
amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, go on,
amen.
Pastor Pip. You're doing wonderful.
Oh, thank you. One of the things that really the Lord's helped me, this is simply if somebody's listening and they're not a Christian and they simply would like to become a Christian and follow these simple steps. They're so simple, but they're effective. And at the same time, if you get to know these steps, you can use it to reach out, because the Lord didn't save us to enjoy salvation ourselves. He saved us so we can reach other people. And the greatest
Amen.
Joy
right.
in all the world is to see somebody come to the Lord. And
That's
this
right,
little thing
Amen.
I'm gonna, this is a little thing. I was sitting on the deck one day when it was real nice, and I had this list that I'm just about to read in front of me. It was all typed out. This is just written out. And I was sitting on the deck, and my neighbor right across the road, he knows I'm a pastor, he knows I'm a Christian, he knows I constantly sit out there on that deck facing the front, reading my Bible and preparing messages and studying. He knows all that, and he asked me questions and all that. So when I'm sitting there looking at this paper, literally, well, you would understand this for sure, I looked and I thought, I felt compelled to get off that chair. I felt like I was almost being pushed off the chair. Like, If you're going to go and talk to that neighbor, you better do it right now. And I thought, oh, my goodness. I literally, the chair moved. You know, it was just, it was supernatural. So, like, I only had this paper. It was all typed out. And I went across the road, and I had it folded. And he started to ask me questions. Unbelievably, he asked me. He said, how did you get involved in church and pastorate? He asked me questions for, my goodness, probably over half an hour. Then I said to him,
amen.
You wonder what I got in my hand? He said, yeah, I was wondering. I said, this is the Lord. I said, would you like to hear something that I preach from time to time? Would you be interested in that? What approach? He said, absolutely. And this is what I gave him. All of us were born, it's so simple, you know it all. We're all born in sin. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That there's a penalty for sin, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's a remedy. Hallelujah. God commandeth his love towards us, and while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. I said, whether we're Catholic or Roman Catholic or Protestant, whatever, most people even believe we're sinners, there's a penalty and remedy, but this is the next step we need to do is confess. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And if we confess, we're forgiven. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I said, then what happens? You become a new person, a new creature. That a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Now, I said more than I'm saying. Then the next thing I said, people say, I can't be a Christian. I've got too many things wrong and I too many sins and whatever. I said, you don't live the Christian life in your own ability, your own strength. God gives you the power. And I give the scripture, as many as received him, to them gave you power to become sons of God. And then I said, a lot of people think, can you really, really know that you are a Christian? And we looked, I'm not going to read it, but 1 John 5, that you may know that you have eternal life, eh? And when it got done, I said, was that okay? He said, okay. Can I have that paper? And I said, you sure can. So, and I said, well, you knew I've been a preacher and living here for quite a while. I've never preached at you. And he said, no. He said, but out of a relationship, you have the door opens. And people like a Billy Graham crusade, if you build a relationship and bring them to a crusade, they're more apt to change their ways than just somebody that doesn't have relationships. Relationships are so important, eh? So that man will do anything for me. And it's not to brag on me, but I've used this. Yeah. And sometimes you can just start in the middle of it. To be a Christian, we need to confess and forgive, and you don't have to.
Well, the thing is, Pastor Cliff, to be like Jesus, amen? And to be like Jesus, if you look at the Word of God, Jesus was all about relationships.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was all about relationships. Even relationships with the Pharisees and Sadducees said, well, like, what do you do with that person? You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about. It's all about relationship.
Yeah, the Lord really helped me in that way. The other day I had to go into the bank, setting up a new bank account for this new ministry. And even though it's COVID, you can't do a lot. I walked in and, you know, you have to take a while to get an appointment. So I walked in and the girl lets you into the bank. It's kind of heavy. And she said, can I help you? And I said, well, I come in to get an appointment. And the man came out of the office and he said, you want an appointment? Come on in. And that guy talked to me and I told him where I'd pastored, and especially out west. He talked and talked and talked. And he said, you know, I wish I could talk more. He said, I really enjoy it. And I thought, isn't that interesting that he was drawn and never met the man? And it's like they don't have the same opportunity to communicate as much as they're on their computers or they're on their phones. They don't have a lot of people that they talk to in the same way. So he said, I've got another appointment in a few minutes. He said, can I walk you out to the car? I mean, that's the Lord. And when I got out there, he said, I still spend more time. I never preach that. I mean, you don't have to. Your lifestyle and
exactly.
just caring for people. And this has been happening all week with me, meeting Seth and Sander says, you know, my wife, she says, well, you're such a talker, you know, but people are relaxed. The lady today that I talked to, she talked about having severe migraines. And I said, I don't have them anymore, but I used to have them. And when I said, anybody that hasn't had a migraine, they don't know what a headache is. And when you hear how I'm relating, and I've had emotional problems, all kinds of things, everything that looked bad, God turns it for good. And because
Amen.
somebody comes along, you know, and I trust in the people that have the opportunity to listen, that they would know. I used to have a saying in the church, with praying, caring, sharing, praying, caring, sharing. And
Amen.
I'm so excited that somebody can be helped and somebody could be healed today. And like you said, I'd like you to go and pray for the fire, and I'll agree with you. And let's just have a few minutes just to believe God that He's going to touch people's heart as you talk about the fire of God. You do that?
And the other thing too, we want to do tonight is.
Yep.
Of course, we want to, anybody that wants to call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, and for them to come out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, and give them that opportunity later on today.
Amen.
I know that's
Amen.
Your heart, Pastor. That's your heart. Pastor.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah.
That's your heart. Amen.
Go ahead and pray whatever you want to do as far as the fire. Let's get you together. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Father, we just thank
you,
Lord.
Lord.
I just thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Oh, Lord, Pastor Cliff and I are, Lord, we're talking together, Lord, and we're in agreement. We are in agreement, Lord, for your fire of your Holy Spirit to come into every person that's listening, Lord. Every person that's listening to the radio, no matter where they are, Lord. There's no distance in the Spirit, oh, God. And we just right now, Lord, the fire of your Holy Spirit would come on each and every man, woman, and child, Lord, in that
Lord.
House
Thank
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Lord,
Praise
Lord,
God.
And that fire comes,
Praise
Lord. The fire, Lord,
Jesus.
Comes down. Lord, Lord, you'll burn the dross. Burn the dross out of our lives, oh, God. Burn the dross out of our lives, Lord. The
Jesus.
Fire of your Holy Spirit.
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Praise
Lord.
God. Amen. Amen. Thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Fire. Fire.
Oh, praise. Yeah, spread the
fire,
Lord. Hallelujah. You always send your word and bring whatever's needed, Lord. You bring salvation. You bring healing. You bring a miracle to someone. The greatest miracle of all, Lord, is somebody to hear the word of the Lord and become a believer. And I sense that there may be people that are really listening and are hurting. And maybe at one time you committed your life to the Lord, but you've fallen back. You've fallen back, and you're like the prodigal son. And you're wandering away from the Lord, and the Lord wants to call you back. And just like the father prodigal son welcomed his son back with his arms outstretched, the Lord wants to put his arms around you. And as that portion of scripture says, he wants to give you a hug you, and he wants to welcome you back home. Once you were lost, but now you're found. You were blind, but now you see. The scripture says he puts a robe on your back, which speaks of righteousness. He puts a ring on your finger, which speaks of authority. He puts shoes on your feet, Lord, that speak of freedom, like because a slave didn't wear shoes. So he was honored with all of these things, Lord. And I thank you that they rejoiced and that killed the fatted calf because the son had come home. He come to himself. But may there be people that hear that change their ways and realize we are living in the last of the last days. And it's not – now is the time of salvation. Now is the time to repent. Now is the time to get our lives in order. Now is the time to believe God. If you need healing, you need strength, you need somebody to reach out to you, the Spirit of God, not just us as preachers, but God's Spirit is reaching out to you, and he wants to bring you to a place where you used to be, and some that have never been there. Realize today that we're not just preachers talking through our hat, as somebody would say. This is truth. This is reality. This gospel can totally transform your life. You can be free of drugs and alcohol, and God can visit you in your night's sleep, and he can make himself. You can say, God, if you're real, tell him. God, if you're real, show yourself in some way, and he will do that. I just thank you for touching people. As Pastor Roy said, Lord, the fire is the only thing that can burn off things that should never be in our lives. But we compromise and we play games. And Lord, you told us not to be like the world, but to be like you, Lord. And I desire, Lord, we both desire to be more like you. We desire to live our lives holy and acceptable unto God, which is only our reasonable service, that we not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we might prove the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. Father, just thank you for, Lord, as prayer was being prayed for, I felt a little fire burn in me, Lord. Hallelujah. Let the fire burn. Let your anointing touch people's lives. Lord, may this not be just words, but may it be life and blessing and strength and healing and hope. I thank you for the scripture says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I'll strengthen thee, I'll help thee, I'll uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You're the one that saves. You're the one who heals. It's not man, it's you, Lord. And we just thank you. We believe with all our heart that you're doing something very special, as Pastor Roy and myself agree, that you said if any two agree, it's touching anything on earth, it's going to be done. And we thank you, Lord, that we might not hear the reports, but, Lord, we will meet people, Lord, that they were touched because of the gospel of Jesus Christ going through this means, Lord. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. I'm getting fired up, Roy.
Amen. You know, the thing is that Pastor Cliff was just saying, you know, before, you know, about... you know, a lot of people out there, and I found in my voice, you know, are saying, well, you know, I don't know if I can get saved, or I don't know if I can, you know, Jesus, it will accept,
yeah.
Jesus accept me, because, you know, I've done this and I've done that. Well, I want to give you a little bit of a testimony here of a man that that basically is a what happened to him. Fella basically. I was working in Williams Lake, BC, and anyway, I was in the dealership, and this man come up, and he was listening. He was kind of caught up with my worship music, and so he came and he said, "Oh, hello, how are you?" And I said, "Good." And he said, "Would you mind if I shared my testimony with you?" And I said, I always love testimony, especially about testimonies of Jesus. So anyway, he started telling me. He said, you know, he said, I was in my house. He said, and he told me where it was in a little small town. And he said, I was in my house, and he said, I had been drinking, he said, and you know, and kind of been drinking quite a bit. And he said, you know, I said, I was pretty drunk. He said, I was pretty drunk. He said, but he said, so he said, I had to go to the bathroom. And so he said, I went to the bathroom, and he said, I kind of fell over, and he said, I hit my head on the toilet as I went down. And he said, I had a beer in my hand, and he said, it was all over me. And he said, you know, he said, just at that second, he said, I felt like I was the lowest part of my life. I couldn't be any lower.
Yeah.
But he said, you know what I did? And I said, what did you do? He said, I cried out to Jesus. And
there
he said, Jesus, Jesus. If you will set me free
Amen.
From this addiction, this alcohol, this bondage, I will serve you for the rest of my life.
Wonderful,
and then he said, you know what I did? He said, you know what the first thing I did? And I said, what was that, brother? And he said, the first thing I did was get up and start dumping all the alcohol down the sink.
Wow. That's a quick work, eh? Wow. excellent.
And then he said to me,
I'm glad. Then he said to me,
you know, he said, 30 years I was an alcoholic, and the devil had me in bondage for 30 years.
Yep.
And he said, Jesus set me free in one second. Amen.
Yeah,
and then what happens is, and then what happens, he basically goes to the hot, gets his head back, you know, because he cut his head, you know, when he hit the toilet.
Yeah.
He went and got his head, you know, showered up and everything like that. And he was heading down to the hospital or the place to get his, you know, his head looked at. And as he's heading down there, all these friends of his are there, drunken friends.
Yeah.
And they said to him, we're going down to what's his name place, where, and you know, he's got a whole bunch of alcohol down there, and we're gonna go down to party, and let's, you know, come on with us. And he said to them, he said, I will never ever drink again.
Wow, that's powerful.
And they said, what do you mean you'll never drink again? He said, I am born again. Jesus has set me free. And he said, I will never, ever have another drop of alcohol again.
Wonderful.
And they said, what happened to you? So he told them what happened to him. And each and every one of his friends got saved, got healed, and got and became free in Jesus' name.
Wow. Amen. That's what it's all about, eh?
And they were like the 12 apostles, you know what I'm saying, the 12 apostles with Jesus. And they were preaching the gospel. Talking about preaching the gospel, Pastor Cliff.
Wow.
They were preaching the gospel and giving their testimony. We overcome by the blood and the word of our testimony, their miracle testimony of how Jesus set them totally free.
Yeah, yeah. And one person's testimony that's real and genuine, and then they share it with somebody else, and it multiplies, and that's part of revival, isn't it?
Amen.
And,
what I'm saying to everybody out there, Jesus loves you unconditional.
That's right.
He doesn't love you on condition. He loves you unconditional.
Yeah.
And he's calling you. He's knocking at the door, and he's calling you to come in. He wants to come in with you, and all you have to do is call on the name of the Lord, like that gentleman did, and you shall be saved.
Yeah, amen, amen. This is
amen.
This is what it's all about, eh? I've been excited all day. Well, since I talked to you, I was so excited about. I wrote some things down and meditated and whatever, and I felt, man, I'm just so excited. That's all I could put, you know. I thought, to God be the glory, you know. This move of God, I come back to it again. Yeah.
And Pastor Cliff, do you remember Gord?
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah, he was another miracle. Miracle that brought into my life, you know. I mean, the thing is that he's on the road at 2:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
And he's out there, for, I mean, you remember how what Gord looked like, right?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm, you know, this is another testimony, you know, of a miracle. Anyway, he basically, so I'm driving down the highway and I'm coming toward where we live there, and all of a sudden. I see this guy, 2:00 in the morning, and he's got his hand out, his thumb out, and he's hitchhiking. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, you know. And so I just got by him, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said to me, pick him up. So anyway, he gets to the car, and he opens up the door, and he said, you're the 10th car. And I said, what? He said, I was out there a long time, and he said, I just said to the Lord, Lord, I believe the 10th car is going to pick me up.
Yeah, and you were
and
the
then
10th
what
car.
He did, what he did, Pastor Cliff, he counted the cars.
Wow. Yeah,
he counted the cars.
That's what I, yeah.
And I was the 10th car, and I went by. Yeah, see, I was the 10th car, and I went by him.
Yeah.
I went by him. And the Lord said to me, stop and pick him up.
Yeah. To be led of God at the right time, eh? That's what it's all about.
And then basically, he said, I said, well, you know, where do you want me to let you off? And he said, well, whatever. I said, well, I'm just turning up about 20 miles up. I'm going to be turning off the highway. He said, well, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, in the meantime, the Holy Spirit speaks to me again and says, take him home.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm phoning Evelyn. I'm phoning and saying to Evelyn, "Hi, Ev. I got a guy here. Is it okay if I bring him home?" You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
It's a miracle.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
You know, and that's what it's all about. You see, the whole key
is
Pastor Cliff. You know, you can't look at appearance. You can't look at the problem. Is the church has got to the point where they're looking at appearance. They're looking at what the person does. They're looking at what the person does. They're looking at how they look. You know?
Yeah.
But Jesus never
did that, Pastor.
Never.
No. See, a lot of people think of a Christian, a man, or, you know, dressed in a suit and a tie and all that. But today, that's changed so much, you know. You should be able to go with clean clothes and go to church dressed the way you feel comfortable, you know. We're not there to put on a show. Whether it's clothes or jewelry or whatever, it's let our light shine.
And we're not there to give a favor. It's like the woman that basically, when I was service, we were at the what was it called? I got to think now. The church, St. Barnabas Anglican Church, Anglican Church. I was preaching. And what happened when I was preaching, all of a sudden the door opened up. And this lady walked in and she had a wig on. And she I said, oh, hi. I said, what brings you here? She said, I was going by the building, the church building. And she said, a voice spoke to me and said, you need to go in there. So she said, I had my animal, my dog with me on a leash. So she said, I took him home. And now I'm here.
Oh, wow.
And
she come back.
Amen. I said, was there anything we can do for you? And she said, yes. She said, I was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I said, well, you know what? If the Lord brought you in here, there's a reason for
it. There's a reason.
So we prayed for her. We got around and prayed for her, Brother Cliff.
And what happened
was, she went and got tested, and she was absolutely cancer-free.
Yeah, God answers prayer.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So what we're going to do tonight, the reason I'm getting onto this, because we're going to pray tonight for miracles also.
Yeah.
We're going to pray tonight, brother, for miracles for people. You know, here's the key. It's standing firm on the word. For your miracle.
Right.
Every one of us is believing for a miracle, right? You're believing
that's
for a miracle,
right.
Aren't you? I'm believing.
We all need a miracle.
Every person,
one way or another.
Every person in the sound of our voice right now,
needs
Pastor
miracle.
Cliff,
needs
a miracle.
Well,
and what is a miracle? Now, the Lord spoke to me and told me what a miracle is. A miracle is a manifestation of the impossible revealed.
Yeah, that's right.
It's revealed.
It only can be done by God. Supernatural.
Amen. It's revealed. In other words, it comes to pass. Okay?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
The atmosphere of heaven coming down to the earth.
Yeah.
Now,
amen.
there is no sickness in heaven.
No, that's right.
So as the atmosphere of heaven comes down to the earth, what's coming down is basically divine health, healing,
yeah, yeah. Yeah,
prosperity,
right.
Whatever it is, you know, that whatever people are believing for that miracle. And the reason that the miracle is done for us is because Christ loves us unconditional.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
I've been dwelling
on go ahead.
Going to say,
and the whole thing
is
believing for a miracle, and we're declaring for a miracle, we're confessing for a miracle. We need to stand on the word of God for that miracle.
That's right. I like what it said in Romans, Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, first of all giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he's promised, he's able to perform. If we could ever see how big and how powerful God is, we're going to be shocked when you get there and think, oh, we could have had so much more accomplished. And we should. People didn't need to be blind and deaf and dumb and crippled and all that, as especially, you know, because God wants to heal the person who would never think that God would ever care for them. That's many. If we pray for a Christian sometimes, you know, there's so many things that get involved in there. You pray for someone that's unsaved completely. God manifests himself to the unsaved in this day in a greater way, so their eyes can open and they can believe. You know, he doesn't just heal them because they've got it all together. You know, I joke with people and say, no, I haven't got it all together. I got a couple of pieces of the puzzle missing, in a joke, eh? But it's true. We're constantly, you know, I've been saved for 50 some years. And I said, I this is a funny way of putting it, but I think you'll understand. I said to somebody, I said, I've been saved 50 some years. I've had 50 some years to fail or sin or make mistakes. And I said, sometimes it's nicer if somebody gets saved and go to heaven because, you know, we struggle through life. We face, but I've seen, we don't have time tonight. It's almost our time. We've seen miracles. We've seen people heal.
We got lots of time. We have a 2-hour window, but you can go just however however long you want.
We can go a little longer.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, that's phenomenal. One, when you got the Spirit of God inside of you, you know, there's just so much that comes to your mind, and you think of, you know, believing for even a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom, the gift of discerning is something that the Lord shows us someone that's listening, and what they need, you know, and there's so much hurt out there. There's so much rejection, and there's so much loneliness and depression and anxiety, that especially since the COVID, you know, and man, everybody's just so down, even Christians, and we need to look under the hills and let's come with our help, eh?
Exactly.
You know, and this is not the day to back off. This is not the day. We need to pray more. We need to get into the Word more, and because people can't get out and get fellowship, and people are not, you know, supporting one another because they can't. They're not financially supporting the church. A lot of them have backed off, and many churches are suffering, and you know, it's a tough time for everybody. But this is the time to see the world, to see what's that scripture, you know, prophecy being fulfilled right before our eyes, you know.
Yeah,
we've been warned, you know, pestilence, earthquakes, famine, you know, that's it's all in the Word, and the Word is more up to date than the next broadcast that we watch on TV to do with the news, eh?
Amen.
Yeah,
and the thing about
the
it is, if God is for us, who can be against us? No weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
You
praise
know,
the Lord.
And that's why the thing is that we need to mobilize ourselves on the offensive, taking ground from the enemy.
That's right.
You know, taking ground from the enemy with our armor on.
Yeah.
Powered by the Spirit. Amen.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
And by doing that, basically what it is you just use it by proclaiming the word of God, by speaking the word of God. You see, situations, circumstances, even symptoms change because the word of God never changes. So as
yes,
you know, I'm just talking to everybody out there, as you keep proclaiming, as you keep declaring, as you keep confessing the word of God over that situation, over that
that's
circumstance, over that
that's
even that symptom,
yeah,
it changes because the word of God never. So if you have a symptom and you're basically declaring the word of God over, that symptom is gone. It disappears.
It has to go because the word.
That situation that you're in, that situation,
yeah.
You know, you don't. Here's the key, my brothers and sisters. I'm just going to speak this out.
Yeah.
Don't keep confessing it. Don't keep speaking it out. I have this, or I have that, or I have this.
No, that's right.
Do not take ownership of any sickness whatsoever. It's not yours.
Yeah.
Amen?
That's for sure. Oh, amen. Praise the Lord.
What does the Word of God say?
Yeah.
What does the Word of
God say?
By our Word of God.
Yeah. By our words we're justified, by our words we're condemned. You know, if we confess the positive, you know, and God honors His word, and it won't return void. Like you said, we got to get to the place that we're not questioning or doubting, or you know, we just know that we know that we know, you know.
Amen. Yeah.
You know, to such.
Yeah.
You know.
It's like the Holy Spirit woke me up in the morning, Pastor Cliff, and he said, just because the doctor said it doesn't make it true, it is what I say, says the Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen?
It supersedes what doctors say, you know. We've heard and read the good report. You know, it comes from the Lord and from His word, eh?
That's right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so. And I've known a lot of people that basically they've come to him and said, you know, you got this and got this. Pastor Gary in Manitoba said, no, I don't have it. He said, well, yes, you do. He said, no, I don't. He said, I'm not receiving that. He said, matter of fact,
no.
I'm going to be out of this hospital within 2 days.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, well, you're going to be here for a long, long time. He said, no, 2 days, I'll be out of here. Well, in 2 days, two days, he was out. Oh, man.
2 days.
That's okay. My phone got excited.
Oh, yeah.
My phone got excited, Pastor Cliff. Yeah, don't worry about it.
My cell phone, I baptized it in the swimming pool.
Yeah, my phone got excited.
You know, the big thing with people that we're sharing with is that, you know, we're ordinary people. We found truth through the Lord and through His Word, and it's truth that sets you free. And we've been transformed. You know, we're heirs. I love that. We're heirs, joint heirs, kings, priests unto God. You know, I just quoted that scripture the other day. We're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, a special people that might show forth the praises of Him who's called us out of darkness into the marvelous and glorious light of the gospel. See? You know, when you think of it, when you think of that we're accepted in the beloved, that, oh man, you know, there's so much that, you know, we're about to see. It looks so black and so bleak in people's lives. You know, yeah, I even met with someone that, you know, seems like a real committed Christian, and he said, I don't believe that there's going to, you know, you guys talk about revival, and I don't believe that things are going to get worse and worse. I said, well, they could get worse, but
the greater the darkness, the greater the light. And
exactly.
that's when things look as bleak and black and discouraging, that's when God shows up. Then the people say, it had to be God. It had
exactly.
to be God. It's getting darker and darker. And we just heard today that on Monday, our area is going into the red zone. So when it goes into the red zone, we can't even go to somebody's house and have church. It's just bad here,
mm-hmm.
eh? It's really, and it's sad, eh?
But you know,
off church on,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Right. But you know, Pastor Cliff, COVID-19, and I did a post on this, COVID-19 needs to go back to hell from where it came from.
Yeah, I heard you. I heard you.
Amen?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it will.
Yeah, the thing is, the government's trying to control us, eh? Put
exactly.
restrictions on. And how would they ever think that they would close up churches? I mean, we have freedom of speech and freedom of religion. And some pastors, like we said the other night talking to you, some pastors are fighting that. Some are winning. I guess not enough people have stood their ground. You know, we're
Amen.
Told not to forsake the assembling ourselves together. You know, and we obey. I like what in Acts it says, we ought to obey God rather than man. But we think, well, I'm going to lose my church, or I'm going to be put in jail, or I'm going to be fined, or whatever. But if enough Christians around the world took a major stand, the government would see what's going on here. Because there's millions of Christians.
Amen.
Millions of Christians. It could have taken us, you know, an ordinary Joe can't do much, but as a unit coming together, more could have been done, eh?
Because the word of God says one to put 1,000 to flight, two to put 10,000 to flight.
That's right.
You know,
Amen.
And here it is. Confirmation is a major part of the new move of God, because holiness will not come without it.
No. No, that's I understand it. Yeah, no, if he's calling us to a deeper walk. Lay aside, I like that, lay aside every weight and every sin.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy
yeah.
to beset us. It's so easy to have idols, eh? There's a lot of things that
Amen.
Can become an idol. You know, and, the Lord's been speaking to us little by little. You work with this, you work against this, you deal with this, and there's a added peace and contentment
yeah.
as you're willing, you know. It's a form of dying, eh? And that's good.
Yeah.
Except the corn of wheat fall on the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it died, bring forth much fruit. And we'd see a lot more fruit. And somebody was fasting for a long time, and then they were started abused of God. And I was having a coffee with him, and he couldn't. I said, "Well, you know why you started to see so many miracles? Because you died to the flesh, the world, and the devil, and you spent so much time in prayer, and it just shows, you know, this kind going forth by prayer and fasting."
Amen.
He fasted 40 days, eh? And as far as his physical body, he almost died because he probably didn't use as much wisdom. But he come out of that and prayed. Everybody he was praying for was getting healed because
Amen.
He just
Amen.
Emptied.
Right.
He emptied himself. You know, if people are listening, there's a cost. There's a
yeah.
sacrifice. There's a commitment. There's a having a vessel under honor and humility. We have to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. And there's
Amen.
so much pride in the church, and especially these large churches. And God's put up with some of that for a long time, but. You know, if we're going to have the book of Acts, it sounds a little harsh. If we're going to have the book of Acts, you still have to realize there's things in there like, you know, that
that we would Ananias and Sapphira, eh? You know, God doesn't want us to be cheating, and God doesn't want us to be cheating and lying and you know, or compromising and playing with sin and think, oh, well, I prayed the sinner's prayer one day, I'll make it. I think there's more to it than that. I believe you do too.
Yeah.
You know, there's a life. You know, there's
that's
there's,
right.
We need to bear fruit. You know.
Yeah.
And not just pray a sinner. I believe there are a lot of people that just pray the sinner's prayer and they don't change their life. I question that, you know, and not that we're perfect and we make mistakes, but, you know, nothing changes. You know, they just, well, I'm saved now. I got my ticket almost to heaven. It's more than a
mm-hmm.
ticket. It needs to be a lifestyle, eh?
Your lifestyle, yeah. I agree with you 100%. Yeah.
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 Let your life shine, eh?
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, and Apostle Paul said it best. He said, to live is Christ, to
and
die is
gain.
Amen. And that's what, you're right, because it's all about dying daily. Every, you know, crucifying our flesh, you know. See, we're made up of a three-spirit, right? We're a three-spirit being. There's a spirit,
soul,
and the
mind,
and
the
body, right?
Yeah.
And so where your soul and how your soul grows.
Yeah.
So your mind, your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions, if you sow to the flesh, the mind, will, and emotions will move in that direction.
That's right.
If you sow to the spirit, in the word of God, proclaiming the word of God, in spending time with the Holy Spirit, your spirit man grows. And your soul moves toward your spirit, which is the mind of Christ, God's perfect will, walking in God's perfect will, and not walking in the five emotions, but walking in the five senses of God.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I always think when it says we're a new creature in Christ, old things are past, all things, it says, become new. The only thing that becomes new is our spirit at first. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that.
You know, James talks about the conversion of the soul. Like you said, there's conversion of the spirit, but to grow in the Lord, we've got to take care of the soulish area, and we've got to take care of the body, you know? So there's much is taught on that James talks about the conversion of the soul, and a lot of people that, you know, the spirit is okay, you know. But anyway, I'm going to have to run in a few minutes here. I'm getting another call, but we've been good. It's been great.
It's been excellent, yes. So what I'll do, we're going to end here. I'm just going to end here with, Father, right now, Lord, Pastor Cliff and I are in agreement, Lord. Lord, that you're fire of your Holy Spirit, Lord. The anointing. I remember Pastor Cliff, what you were talking about, the anointing of God's presence, of God's power, of God's love, of God's glory, and God's fullness. Lord, that we just come on, everyone that's listening now, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. The fire, the Lord, the presence of your spirit, Lord, would be in their room, Lord. When I was in, it's like when I want to talk to everybody. When I was in BC, a friend of mine was talking to his mom on the phone, and she was over 1,000 miles away, in another province. And the Lord spoke to me, and He said, I want you to blow in the phone. And I said to Daniel, I just want to talk to you. I'm just going to blow in the phone, And I blew in the phone, and when I did, she says to Daniel, Daniel, I just feel the presence of God. It's in the room, and it's like a wind coming through. So we're believing tonight. We're believing tonight,
Lord,
that the wind, the wind of the Holy Spirit.
Praise God. Yeah, the blow. Hallelujah.
The rain of the Holy Spirit, and the fire of the Holy Spirit is going to come to each and every one of your homes now.
Amen.
In the mighty name.
Praise God.
Just lift up your hand. Lift up your hand and receiving.
Yeah.
Lift up your
Amen.
Hands. If you want to be
Thank
baptized
you,
in the Holy Spirit tonight, then all, you know what? I put it said, baptize in the Holy Spirit. And all you have to do tonight, everybody out there, is you just
yeah.
have to ask.
Yeah.
Ask, and you will receive.
Thank you, Lord.
In the
Amen.
Mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
And now, Pastor Cliff, if you would just close. And
yeah.
and whatever the Lord puts on your heart, for
yeah.
one coming out of the darkness into the kingdom of light. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Father, we just thank you for what you've been doing. Lord, as we've shared together and we've agreed together, and we thank you, Lord, that there are people that have heard. And, Lord, they prayed the sinner's prayer. They've asked you to come into their heart and their life. And we right now rejoice with what you're doing in their lives. And we rejoice in the people that maybe had drawn back from the things of God, that one time knew the Lord, but now they're making a decision, Lord, tonight to change their ways and get back on the flow and the anointing and the presence of God. And we thank you, Lord, for as prayer went up to do with people needing healing or the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for a work of the Spirit of God. And you told us in your word, the people who know their God will be strong, and they'll do exploits. And may the people that have heard tonight feel that they've been strengthened, and they've been encouraged, and they've been blessed, and they've been helped. Praise God, not because of us, but because of you, Lord. And we give you all the honor, all the glory, all the praises due to your holy name. And thank you for all that was accomplished tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Pastor
yeah,
Cliff, for coming on with me.
Yeah,
and,
it was wonderful.
You're welcome. You're welcome anytime. You're welcome anytime.
Thanks.
Anytime, you just let me know, and
yeah.
I'd just love to
yeah.
have you on again.
Yeah.
So you, just,
okay.
You have an open invitation.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That I look forward to it all day. So that's good.
Well,
so I'll
amen.
Let you go for now.
Okay, God
bless you.
Okay,
bye for now.
Yeah.
All right.